Last summer, a group of Bhutanese refugees arrived in Anchorage, ready to start a new life after nearly two decades in a Nepalese camp. Alaska has been good to them, but they're missing something essential. Michelle Terrio has the story.
Most Americans know Bhutan as a remote Himalayan kingdom that measures gross national happiness instead of gross national product. But for Amber Batari and other Bhutanese refugees in Alaska, the kingdom of happiness is the country they fled. Batari and his relatives are Lhot Shampas. Ethnically Nepalese and Hindu, Lhot Shampas have lived in Bhutan for hundreds of years. But in the 1980s, the Bhutanese government expelled them from the country, sometimes violently. He remembers it like yesterday.
Okay, I left my country, that was on 14th of August, 1991. It was Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. I left. I closed the door of my house and I walked out towards the Indian border with my parents and brothers and sisters.
They lived in refugee camps in Nepal for 18 years.
In the camps, in the refugee camps, people, they have the concept that Alaska is a place where only snow falls and few people live. And that was the same concept that we had before we came here.
Last summer, Bhutanese refugees began to arrive in Alaska, resettled there by the International Organization on Migration. There are now 67 Bhutanese in the state, with more arriving this month. Alaska has been good to them. Several have found jobs at Target, Home Depot, and in the Anchorage School District. Hari Sabidi and some of his relatives live in a small Mountain View apartment, where we watched a DVD of a Bhutanese wedding. But the Bhutanese are worried about something. There is no Hindu priest who speaks their language in Alaska. In the lower 48, where most of the 25,000 Bhutanese refugees in America live, there are priests in major cities, or at least within driving distance, but not here. Batari says without a priest, important religious and cultural ceremonies can't happen.
He's the only person through which we can reach to the God. That is the main thing that we believe in. That is, he's the person, he can reach us to the God.
3 months ago, one of the women gave birth. Usually a priest would oversee a naming ceremony for the baby, but with no priest around, the community improvised and called one in Texas. He tried to do the ceremony over the phone.
Somehow we happened to arrange a priest from Texas, but through telephone contact. He recited some holy sentences, holy words from Texas. So just for the satisfaction only we did so, but we feel it is still incomplete.
Having a priest to oversee births and marriages is important, but there's something that's much more frightening to the Bhutanese, the prospect of death without a Hindu priest present.
There is a due date for birth. We can manage for that. But there is no due date for death.
When a Lhot Shampa dies, their family must enter into a 13-day period of ritual mourning. A priest is needed immediately. If the mourning is not done properly, the person's soul is at risk.
His spirit will not rest in peace. That the soul will not go to the heaven according to our belief. It will go to the hell.
The spirit, called Atma, will haunt the living, they believe.
That Atma will just roam around and give trouble to the people when the ritual activities is not done.
All of this, the idea that you might die in a faraway land without the help of a priest to guide your soul, is a terrifying prospect.
If I have to grade from 1 to 5 the scale, we are worried about 4.5.
They've sent emails to the Refugee Resettlement Agency, asking for a priest to be resettled in Alaska. They haven't heard anything yet. But despite the isolation, they're happy to be in Anchorage. It is a place so beautiful, they say, the gods must once have lived here. In Anchorage, I'm Michelle Terrio.